Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The San Francisco Superior Court dismissed criminal counts 1 through 14 against Sandra Merritt. The court ruled that these counts were legally insufficient, thus leaving only count 15 remaining. We're going to be talking about it on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. This was a major setback, Holly, for the California Attorney General. They filed 15 counts against Sandra Merritt and David Layden, the two undercover investigators of Planned Parenthood, unprecedented in California history to file these kind of criminal complaints against undercover journalists, as Merritt and Layden are in this case. But we filed a motion to dismiss, and our attorneys appeared in court. Counts 1 through 14 each alleged so-called actions regarding 14 different interviews. All 14 counts were dismissed, but count 15, which is the so-called alleged conspiracy, still remains. This is a huge victory to have 14 criminal counts dismissed before they even begin the case.
It is, absolutely. You know, explain, Matt, what does that mean? I mean, the last count is left, but if you don't have the previous 14 counts, how can you have that 15th? That doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, conspiracy to do what? I mean, they have no count 1 through 14 is gone. Those are the individual situations that they put in the criminal complaint. Count 15 was an add-on, and it's basically that David and Sandra conspired to commit the alleged crimes listed in counts 1 through 14. So counts 1 through 14 are gone. I think eventually count 15 will be gone. However, the California Attorney General said that its office will attempt to refile those counts. Now, counts 1 through 14, they did not list the names of the alleged victims. They referred to them as does. If you're in a criminal case, you have the right to confront your accuser. You can't confront someone who is a doe, that you don't know who that person is. They wanted to hide the ball. Not only did they refuse to reveal the identity of the person who was filmed, but they also refused to reveal the circumstances in which the person was filmed and also refused to identify the actual video that they are referring to.
But won't they have to release that information if they go back on this again?
Yeah, they'll have to release the names, identities of these individuals.
That could be a question to keep them from doing that, maybe.
It could be, yes. And also they'll have to reveal the specific video that they're referring to and specific facts around that video. The problem, what this prosecutor wanted to do, he wanted to make a big splash and satisfy his allegiance to Planned Parenthood. He's received thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, his hands are in their pockets, that's for sure.
Yeah, they've contributed to his campaigns in the past. He is one of the people that they have supported. And so he just wanted to go in and file this. But it's a big setback for the state attorney general. This is the highest law enforcement officer of the state of California. Can't even get the criminal counts right because he's blinded by his allegiance to this abortion mill, Planned Parenthood.
But, you know, as a journalist, this intrigues me because undercover journalists, this is what we do to get cases. And this is the first time criminal complaints have been filed against undercover journalists to reveal information like this. I mean, you have animal rights people doing it all the time, but, you know.
In fact, you even had that in California.
Exactly.
You had
exactly.
Some animal abuse, and some journalist did some undercover filming. And they revealed that. Obviously, there was a big pushback against the animal abuse.
Right.
No charges of criminal activity came against them.
But the cherry on top here of the sundae is that the president of Planned Parenthood even said under oath that these were not considered private conversations.
Yeah, she said that during a congressional hearing in Washington, D.C., when she was being questioned. That's Cecile Richards, the president of Planned Parenthood. So there's a number of exceptions in the California law. One, if the recording is not private, and she's already admitted, the head of Planned Parenthood, that these recordings were not private. These
we
were
even have
done
case.
In public.
Yeah.
They were done in public places.
Right.
They were done in restaurants. They were done at conferences. They weren't in someone's private home. This was not in someone's office where there was only the person speaking and the person asking questions and recording. This was done in public places. And number one, that's number one, it was done in public. Number two, there's also an exception. If you believe, whether or not it's actually proven, but if the person doing the videoing or the recording, the journalistic effort, has a reasonable belief that the person is engaged in some kind of crime, then that's an exception as well.
And if you've seen any of these videos, you can verify that this has validated there's crimes going on with Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, and in fact, you see,
they're
you know, there are both state and federal laws that prohibit the harvesting of these baby body parts and providing them for sale for profit. And Planned Parenthood is not only targeting these babies, but they're also selling them to groups like STEM Express that turns around and makes catalogs and sells them for huge amounts of profit.
But it's just tragic because when you watch the videos, you see it's almost like it's really like a game to them. They don't realize these are human beings. They're just like, oh, it's a head. Oh, the baby's heart was still beating when we took the brain. And oh, wow, that's so funny. And the head, the eyes fall off. And it was just like a game to them. It's tragic.
Yeah, it's kind of like what you would see in other scenarios where people just become so calloused, whether it's in Nazi Germany, Rwanda, whether it's ISIS, where they come to be so calloused to the sanctity of human life that they not only take it barbarically and they're very brutal, but they film it and they laugh about it. And now you see the same thing with Planned Parenthood. If every day you wake up and you go to work and this is what you do, and you're putting in your day on Monday through Friday or whatever day of the week you're working, and your whole focus in life is the destruction of innocent human life. You become calloused to the sanctity of human life. I mean, every single day, Holly, you are ripping and tearing, brutally destroying innocent human life. And consequently, you just become callous to it. And that's what you see in these videos. And they are targeting them. In one of the videos, there was a video where they were laughing, or this one person said it was amazing that she was actually able to touch the heart and it would actually start beating again.
Right, which also, you know, unveils a whole nother problem there.
Yeah, the law obviously is that when a child is born alive, you have to do whatever you can to help that child live. It makes no sense from a logical standpoint that, you know, 1 minute you're not protected as a human and the next minute or actually 30 seconds you are. But that's what some of the law is. And in the case of Planned Parenthood, some of these children, there's no doubt, and many of these abortion clinics around the country, some of these children are being born alive.
Right.
And not only are they not helping them, but they're continuing to their demise. They're continuing to work on killing them so that their life is snuffed out. It is unbelievable. The fact of the matter is, though, that this California Attorney General came against these undercover investigators, I think, is the reason why the Los Angeles Times editorial board has blasted them, because they know the implications, even though they're not ideologically supportive of Sandra or David with regards to abortion, but they understand the implications. If they can be indicted for something that undercover journalists do on a regular basis, then all of the media is going to be chilled because of what this California Attorney General has done.
Absolutely. And so now we wait for that 15th decision. Not sure when that's going to happen.
Well, we'll move forward with that in terms of, I mean, this was at the motion to dismiss stage. And so what the judge ultimately ruled is that the other counts were legally insufficient. They weren't specific enough. The Attorney General could come back and try to refile them and make them more specific. We'll find out if they do. And when they do, we'll consider our legal options as well. I can tell you one thing, that the California Attorney General, whether they lose the case now or they lose the case later, they're not going to prevail in this situation, because they're trying to use the heavy hand of the law to bring the state of California against two innocent journalists. That's not going to succeed. This is not going to work. We're going to continue to fight for them. Thank you for praying for Sandra, and continue to pray for this case. You can go to Liberty Counsel's website for more information to learn more about this and other cases. Pray for Sandra, pray for our Liberty Counsel team, and support Liberty Counsel with your regular, consistent financial support. Without you, we wouldn't be able to stand with Sandra, and she would simply just be bullied by the California Attorney General. But we're not going to allow that to happen because you're standing with us. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Call us at 407-875-1776. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.